Hey everyone, welcome to Waken Ways. It's me, Pearl.
And Stacy.
You can find her on Facebook now. S-T-A-Y-S-E-A.
Stacy.
Ways. W-A-Y-Z. Okay. Now, in speaking of social media, we also have a new TikTok. I haven't done shit to it yet, but you're more than welcome to go ahead and follow me. It's Waken Ways. Anytime. Also, we have a Patreon. I need to announce his name is Admir. Admir is our Cups family. You can join either a Wands, Cups, Swords, or Pentacles. And yeah, like I want to be a Pentacle. Like, you know, especially since if I had a business and I'm like selling stuff, I definitely want my 30-second commercial being played on these episodes instead of hearing some lady talking about her anchor podcast. Oh, wait, you're listening to it. Oh, my God, I did it again. I sounded like the nanny.
You do that more than you know.
You had me watching that when I was growing up.
Oh,
yeah,
my Lord. Can you believe this?
So you could be a wand, which means that you can hear these episodes at least 48 hours earlier than on the Apple podcast or Spotify and stuff. So you can hear it on the Patreon website. It will be there. You can also get your name read like Amir did on every episode. And you also get all these cool behind the scene episodes, such as why we changed the logo, why I deleted those 2019 episodes. You're going to want to know why.
Yes.
I deleted.
How many of those? How many of them?
You're going to have to go on Patreon and find out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least,
so
you
do
know,
it.
5, 10, 15, 20 bucks, you know, a month. And that gets you $10 can start getting you a tarot card reading every single month, along with those bonus materials. $15 a month, you will get a sticker, and you could vote on other episodes along with those other names. And you will start getting a mojo bag, one-time gift, along, and if you want more, you can get your own commercial, like I was saying, and you get all that other stuff too. Okay, guys, it's not a bad deal. I mean, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it is.
We have a, what is it, a P.O. box. So y'all are more than welcome to send us any fan mail. You want to send any products for us to try to sample to do a shooting star segment for your company. We're more than welcome to do that for you guys. So get up with me. We want to hear from you. You can find us on multiple forms of social media now, everything from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok now. I mean, there's our email. There's so many ways to get in contact with us. We want to hear from you, okay?
Do it. You know,
yeah,
you want to.
Go get that juicy tea in the Patreon page. Okay.
This is what I have dealt with for years.
No, I'm going to blame this on Mercury retrograde.
Okie doke. Let's get started.
Right, so let's talk about leap year. I mean, that's kind of cool. This only happens once every 4 years.
So what does leap year mean?
Well, it's about what does it mean or what is the point of it. So the point of leap year is to help us adjust our Gregorian calendar, a.k.a. that 365 calendar that we all have on our phones, to the solar calendar, which is what Wiccans tend to worship, is the solar years, right? The solar times of the year, like the spring and autumn equinoxes, and with some regularity. I'm getting tongue.
Irregular. No, see? You messed me up.
So when we add that extra day in February every 4 years, it really doesn't do the trick, and that is why we call it like the second leap year. But did you know that in order for leap year to happen, it has to be divisible by 400, right? So the century of 2000s, 2024s, you know, those are going to be leap years, but not 2100s. So think about that, guys. Next, in 100 years from now, that whole entire century, there will not be a leap year. February 29th will not exist.
I don't think I'll be around.
I mean, it's still kind of mind-blowing, though, you know, to think. I never thought about that because we happen to be in one of the centuries where it is, you know, a leap year. But yeah, starting in the year 2100, there will not be a leap year. But they also always coincide with the election years for the U.S.
Yeah.
So it's
give us an extra year to prepare for
give
a new
us that
president.
Extra thinking day. So what's even crazier than a February 29th, you might ask?
I'm sorry. Will you repeat that?
What is crazier than a February 29th?
What is crazier than that? A woman proposing to a man, says history.
Yeah.
Which nowadays it's not. But you think back over 100 years ago, 200, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. Yes.
Yeah. So that's where they're going to be trading their dresses for britches. Crazy.
So I guess they take the man's place, in other words.
Oh, yeah. And he better not deny that or he's going to be shamed. And what happens if he does deny?
He is shamed.
Didn't you say something about 12 gloves?
Yes, in Denmark, years back, of course, if a woman proposes to a man and he denies her proposal, he must buy her 12 pairs of gloves for her to wear to hide the shame of her not being engaged.
So why do you think it's 12?
There's 12 months in a
year.
Exactly.
So do you think, like, they're all going to be different colors to go with the season?
I would hope so, because how would you know? But then again, I wouldn't want the gloves, and I wouldn't want to wear them, because then everybody would know somebody turned me down.
So
think about
it now, since things and traditions are slowly changing, I think that men should have to wear the dress for the year instead of a woman having to wear the gloves. Make him a little bitch.
Now we got everybody wearing and everybody wearing pants, so don't matter no more. At least not in America.
So what's even crazier, to be born on a leap year? Or leap day, rather.
It's rare, for one, because think about it, it happens every 4 years and it's an extra day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. How about being born on leap year day and dying on leap year day?
Yeah, that's what the world history says. In the 1800s, some British-born dude, James Wilson, he became the person who'd be born and died on leap day.
He was the 8th premier of Tasmania. And technically, he was 17 with his birth date.
Yeah. So he was technically 17.
He was 68. Yeah, technically. Mm-hmm.
So he's like a cat.
Hey, I can deal with that. No, I'm going to live longer than he did. Actually, I already have. But not technically. Anyway, let's go on.
You're not 68.
No, I'm number 17.
You're right.
Technically.
See, you're messing with me with these cat years now.
Hey, you brought the cat years up.
Right.
Although, I'm looking at two of them right now. I have three, though.
So,
okay.
You know that only the Swedens and hobbits celebrate a February 30th?
I've read that once somewhere, but that just threw me off too much. That was a little bit too much for me.
Yeah, so, like, I've always just wondered, you know, well, why isn't there just 30 days in February anyway, you know? Well, I've read that people in the olden days, a long time ago, the Sweden, you know, a long time ago, we're talking Vikings times, okay, plus. So this is a very long time ago that these people, they didn't really count winter, you know, as months. It was like, it's winter. So everything was just prepare yourselves for the winter, you know, sort of like in Game of Thrones. Oh, winter is coming, you know, no one really paid attention to how long it was. So do you know that Pisces, since it is one of the, well, January and February were the last 2 months added to the year. It always started on March. So it was from March to December every year. No one counted the winter months, the winter times, because it was miserable. Nobody was doing anything during those times, which is why they looked so forward to what is the thing? In bulk, because they're starting to see the first signs of the spring, which is why it's one of the first holidays.
Makes sense to me.
But that's why if you ever look on the horoscopes and you're trying to find Pisces, and I'm like, damn, why is it always the last one?
Yeah, it is.
That's why.
I always thought it because we were the best, so they were saving the best for last.
I thought the same thing.
Oh, they were jealous because they weren't a Pisces.
That's right. We can, like, live in the sea and, like, on land.
Okay. Let's go to another.
Another fun fact? What do you got? Oh, so why? Yeah. So I don't think February 29th is a bad thing necessarily. I mean, do you think it's good luck or bad luck?
I think it's just another day to live.
Yeah, it's like a bonus day, you know?
It can be if you want to make it one. Take a vacation, take a time off. They ought to put that in people's contracts.
A leap year clause?
Yeah. Like, but some way back in the days, other countries, and some people like the Scottish believed that leap year was a bad year. And leap day was like a big bad day.
It was the big bad wolf to come and blow and wreck your shit.
Hey, a lot of people believe stupid stuff back then. I'm serious.
Oh, I know. I know it.
Now,
I mean, yeah.
What do you think is one of the most amazing historical events that happened on leap year day in America's history? So you know the date is something, February 29th.
Right. Is this something I'm going to find very interesting? Like like this podcast? Is it witchy?
Slightly on the witchy side.
Salem witchcrafts.
Yes, people were accused of doing witchcraft. Yeah. The Salem witch trials. On February 29th, 1692, Colonial Massachusetts, the first arrest warrants were issued for the event that became known as the Salem witch trials.
So you're saying that the very first warrant to serve, you know, to warrant someone.
Arrest warrants.
To arrest already, people?
Yes.
For witchcraft?
Was actually the first ones issued was on February 29th, 1692. And we know how that goes. But yeah, that's kind of odd.
That's fucked up. So that's worse than once in a blue moon.
So I can see where a lot of people may consider leap day bad luck or a bad day. Because you know that the majority of these people, if not all, were innocent. And it was just two young girls who playing around. They did something they shouldn't have done. And they got paranoid. And they started accusing people that of putting spells on them. And that's how it all started.
You're going to want to make me do some research on just...
And can you believe Julius Caesar understood the need for leap years? Way back in his day?
Why? So he could start executing witches?
Julius Caesar? I don't know if he did. Because that was in 46 BC or BCE, whatever that is. Because there was the Julian calendar that was devised by Julius Caesar and a Greek astronomer. I can't pronounce his name, so I'm not going to.
Okay, so hold on. I need to find out something. So this is in 1962 that they're talking about the very first warrant for witchcraft.
1692.
Right, 1692, right?
Yes.
All right, so everyone talks about how the Bible references witchcraft and how everyone should kill a witch, basically.
Okay, I have never really read the Bible because I do not understand a lot of the words, so I did not know that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so I will go back and actually find exactly the verses where it does talk about witchcraft in the Bible. But this was all under King James, right? The King James Version, which a lot of people...
That's the one that the majority of you in the U.S. do for better countries.
So, King James... All right, when did he rule? King James
ruled. From my understanding, each ruler had their religious beliefs, especially in England, because there were, you know, that's where a lot of us came from, where the New World came from. And he had somebody translate, you know, supposedly. I wasn't there, so I don't know. But he supposedly had someone translate. Now, if you're working for a king who was known to cut people's heads off if you don't agree with him, would you write a version of the Bible, because you have to translate it, into what he believes? Or would you go against possibly what he believes and write the truth? That's why there's so many versions of the Bible.
Right.
But I grew up known as the King James Version.
Right, so he was born in 1566, right?
Okay.
He ruled when he was just 1 year old. He became king of England.
Okay, yes, but that doesn't mean he ruled. We know.
Right.
Mama ruled or uncle ruled or
well, he was whomever. A steward. He was a steward, which means he belonged to Queen Mary.
You know, when, all right, let's keep going.
So anyways, so fast forward, he dies in 1625.
Okay.
So a whole 70 years after his power of influence and them putting it, the whole witchcraft into the Bible and deeming it bad. That's when all of that started.
When did he die? I'm sorry.
1625.
67 years. That is what the difference is. It's crazy.
So Now, let me go and see when the King James Bible was released. King James Bible.
Ooh.
It looks like it was 1611.
Wow. So, and he was born when?
Hold on, let's see. Well, in 1604. So in 1604, he wanted an authorization of a new translation of the Bible into English was started. And 1611 was when it was finished.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So this guy, so King James, I don't know how we ended up on the subject because you mentioned about the leap year.
Well, you mentioned the Bible.
So, and you said how many years was that? 60 what?
67, I believe.
67. You know what's close to 67 is 66. And what is 66? Those go with the devil, right?
That's the three of them, yes.
Yeah, so you got 1960s and, you know, and all these 67. I mean, there's a lot of sixes up in here. So I have 1692. There's 1 6. He was 67. I mean, it was 67 years that became a thing. And he died in 1625. Put those together, that's 3 6s. He also was a big fan of demonology, too.
Who was?
King James.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, do a Google search with King James and demonology. You will be blown away.
No, that's
King James.
So much and think about what people read.
Yeah, King James and demonology. That is totally a thing.
That's interesting. Okay, but let's get back to our leap year.
Hold on, wait. And this started.
Oh boy.
I know. Look what you made me do. Was in 1597. And it was written and published by himself.
Well, of course, he was a king.
Oh my God, this dude totally shitted on witches. He was, oh my God. How'd this fucker die? What was his comp? Sorry.
Oh, wait. Ooh, you're loud. I'm getting.
Well, you have to think about it. His mother was Mary. You know who Mary was? Bloody Mary. Think about it.
Oh, she was horrible.
Yes, that's his fucking mom. Poof. Mind-blowing, right?
Yeah.
So is he the fallen? The Antichrist?
I don't.
From the wrong Mary?
No, Lord, don't.
The Virgin Mary? Killed by a head of a snake, Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, Lord. She took it from him. Royalty is not what it's cracked up to be, y'all. Be glad y'all are normal people, commoners.
Don't forget, sis, we got people who are listening to us all the way in the UK. Hi, my UK people.
Look at poor little Harry. Be glad you ain't royalty.
Oh, my God. My heart goes out to them. Like, I wanted to marry Harry when I was a little girl.
Okay, yeah, but let's not get into his wife.
And my other sister was going to marry William. Yeah, and it was so sad.
Let's not go there because I am not fond of her. So,
well, you know what, I really appreciate Harry wanting to protect her and get her away from from the tabloids and everything, though, because you have to think his mom died, his world
changed. I get that
because
I 100%
of paparazzi
understand.
You know, and I'm looking at the everything and what they're doing to her, and it's really fucked up, by the way.
Turn around and look.
Calling everything a Megxit, and you know, and having these cartoons of her as an ape and stuff is really a low blow and really fucked up.
Because
she
they're trying
did
to
nothing
sell
to them.
Magazines.
I know, and it's really
but you're an American
and
we have our own beliefs and things are not the same. And then when you decide to take
but
the
she
position
is
of
an
royalty,
American, but she's an American
she gave up
too.
Her, Are you sure
she didn't give up
American?
Her citizenship.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. She did not give up her citizenship.
But she gave up everything else.
She gave up her royal title.
No, I'm saying to marry him because she had to close everything, all of her social
Yeah,
media stuff.
to live as a royal, but that's not who she is. She's not used to that.
Yeah, they rushed it because they just didn't want a whole bunch of. After seeing Diana, look at what they did to Kate. Okay, we're getting way off the subject. I don't even know if they do anything with leap day, leap year.
I'm sure they do. It's in history.
But that don't mean they do anything. All right, let's get to it. All right, where are we at now?
Yeah. So, anyways, the
How about what are the odds
hobbits.
of having look, well, I don't know about no hobbits. I don't that ain't my thing either.
I
Sorry.
can't watch Lord of the Rings. I've tried once. I think I fell asleep.
How about having several children all born on leap year day?
That's crazy.
Yes, there were three children in one family. Let's see if I can pronounce this because they are Norwegian.
Ooh, you know
Henriksen
we're part
family.
Norwegian.
Heidi Henriksen was born 2/29/1960. Her brother, Ola OLAV, 4 years later, 2/29/64. And baby Leif Martin, 4 years after that, 2/29/68. According to many government agencies, the sibling would not legally be considered a year older until March 1st on non-leap years. So.
Which makes sense. You can't be born a day before the day that you were born.
Oh, good point. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So
I never thought of that.
you can't celebrate your birthday on February 28th because you technically wouldn't have been born yet. So you would
Okay.
have to wait
Yeah,
until
the afterwards.
right to March 1st if it's a non-leap year.
That is very true because technically, on the non-leap years, March 1st is February 29th on leap year.
Okay, so let's backtrack to this whole
Good luck, bad luck.
leap year. No, the whole leap year and being born on it and
Oh.
having it. So that whole century that we're going to be having starting 2100, guys. So it's 2020 now.
Yes.
So in 80 years, there would not be a February 29th, which means couldn't like a whole population of leap year babies be wiped out? So, what are they called? Leaplings?
Oh, good one.
I think they are. They're called leaplings.
I'm not,
Yep.
okay. That's cool.
I like that name. So, leaplings are going to be extinct for a short period of time, or there's just going to be a very few of them, unless you're in that family that happens to be running in their DNA.
Okay.
Huh. Well, guys, look, I think we've had enough of this episode. I don't know what happened here.
No. How about good luck, bad luck? Let's go back to that. So, what do you guys think? Is leap year or leap year day good luck or bad luck?
How about we do this? Go to Pearl's Facebook page and, no, not for Pearl's Facebook page, Good Wicked Ways Facebook page and vote. Is it good luck or bad luck?
Or it's
We're going
just
to
a
put that
day.
up.
Do that one.
Yeah.
Or just a day.
Or it's just like a bonus day, whatever. It's no, I'm going to do good luck, bad luck. Let's just stick with that. Or no
Oh.
opinion. All right, fine. No opinion. How's
Yeah,
that?
I don't. Everybody has an opinion. It's just a day.
Or neutral. How about that?
Neutral. There you go.
Okay. So we'll put a vote out there.
To me, it's just
Make
one
sure
more
you
day till
vote
my
to it.
birthday. That's all it means.
Oh,
I have to wait for it. One more day till I have to wait for Christmas, Halloween.
well, everyone, stay tuned. We're going to have the Spell Me coming up and the witchcraft coming up. But for right now, go ahead and let's tell Stacy that we will see her. later.
Adios, people. Have fun. It's Saturday. Be safe always.
All right, sis. We'll talk to you next week. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye, y'all.
All right. Welcome back to Wiccan Ways. Sorry for that commercial break there. We are going to go ahead and jump right back into the spell part of this episode. And since we were talking about leap year and leap day and if it's lucky or not, we decided to bring a little bit of luck in here. We're going to do a witch's lucky candle spell. A midnight anoint an orange candle with cinnamon oil, light it, and say, brimstone moon and witch's fire, candlelight's bright spell, good luck I shall acquire, work thy magic well, midnight 12, the witch's hour, bring the luck I seek, by wax and wick, now work thy power as these words I speak. Harming none, the spell is done by the law of three, so mote it be. Very simple spell, guys. You just need an orange candle and some cinnamon oil. And I would perform it probably on a full moon. If not, it's okay. You don't have to. Another thing I want to discuss is a craft with you guys. So what kind of craft can we do this time? That kind of goes intertwine with our extra day, basically. You know, we have like this extra day. I mean, why not use that day to help protect ourselves, right? So what you can do is get a witch protection bottle for the home. You need to acquire a glass jar, which is clean and has a lid that fits. Fill the jar halfway with small, sharp objects, such as pins, metal scrapings, broken glass, razor blades. But be careful when you're filling this jar with these sharp items. Once the jar is half filled, fill the rest of the jar with holy water and a pinch of salt. Put the top on the jar and be sure to secure it. The jar should be buried in the ground at least 12 inches deep. As long as the bottle remains in the ground, you and your home will be protected from harm that is sent your way. A new jar may be buried each year. If you choose to locate and dispense the original jar, which is not necessary, just be careful and do not break it when you dig it up. Very simple. I posted a Facebook post a while back about a witch jar that was possibly found in Virginia. So I just thought that was really interesting and kind of cool. I just wanted to throw that in there for you guys. Special little treat. Okay, guys. We will see you guys next time. Be safe. Be blessed. So mote it be.